I'm going to say something. I hope it blows your minds a little bit. Self-hate essentially comes from arrogance. What? How did self-hate come from arrogance? Because there's this perception deep down that you have to be perfect, and that you are perfect, and that you did something that is below perfection, so then you hate yourself. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect. So accept yourself as being imperfect. All of us are going to be imperfect. All of us are going to make mistakes. And when we make those fall into certain shortcomings, take it in stride, laugh at yourself. Seriously, be like, oh my God, I did that, you know? But the point is not to get stuck there. The point is to grow and get better, you know? And yeah, we feel regret in the beginning, but don't hate yourself. And you do not have to be perfect, and you were not created to be perfect. And if you did not sin, Allah would have replaced all of us. If all of us didn't sin, we would have been replaced with people who did sin. So we were meant to be in this human condition, and we need to embrace that human, that flawed, alhamdulillah, beautifully flawed human condition, and know that we can make mistakes, and it shouldn't be a reason for self-loathing, self-hate. And sincerity and humility is found in just turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our lower nafs is designed to hide our issues from us. So it is like you actually, if you're sensitive, one of the ways that you can find out that you are having a problem with something is if you see it actually in someone else. If you see a sister on social media that you think is being too flirtatious and it really bothers you, you probably have a little bit of that actually inside. So this actually helps us with not being judgmental, because the fact that you noticed it and it like stung when you noticed it, as our teachers have taught us, this is something that indicates you have some of that ignorance inside as well, even if it's 1% of it, you know, even if it's, you know, maybe 10% of it, but your nafs has hidden it from you. So it's kind of like, I don't know if you've ever had a huge library and you put a book somewhere and then you try to go back and find the book and you can't find it. You actually have to go searching, because you know it's there. You know it's in there, but you have to go searching. You have to go opening up places and being like, where did I hide this flaw from myself? Because it does exist, and it's okay to have flaws.